This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jeff Benedict is one of America's top investigative journalists. He is a Mormon, and he has written a number of acclaimed books, Out of Bounds, Pros and Cons, Without Reservation. His articles have been published in Sports Illustrated, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, and he has appeared on ESPN, the NBC Nightly News, 60 Minutes, ABC News, and now Charlottesville Right Now. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Just fine, and it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. You are here to talk about your latest book, The Mormon Way of Doing Business, Leadership and Success Through Faith and Family. But before we get to the book, give us a little Jeff Benedict 101.
Well, I've been a journalist for 10 years. I actually have a law degree, and when I was in school, had intended to become a prosecutor, but in my early years of law school, I wrote my first book and decided to become a journalist instead, and covered a lot of different things from, you know, criminal athletes to Indian casino gambling. And a couple years ago, I got approached. I'd actually been covering Kobe Bryant's rape case for Sports Illustrated, and just as that ended, I mean, literally a week or two after I had finished up that assignment, I got a call from my editor at Warner Books, who we just were having a very casual conversation, and he had asked me to come on his radio show in New York, which is on Sunday mornings. And I reminded him that I don't do Sunday book promotional work because I reserve that day for my family, which led to a conversation about Mormons and business practices. And in that conversation, I just said to him, you know, you might be interested to know that the dean of the Harvard Business School and some of their top professors are Mormons. And he was shocked at that. And so I followed that up with just saying that, you know, a lot of CEOs at some of America's best companies are Mormon as well. And he said, well, I know about Mitt Romney and Bill Marriott, but who else are you talking about? And so I rattled off Dell Computers, Deloitte & Touche, American Express, JetBlue Airways, Black & Decker Tool, Madison Square Garden. And he didn't believe me. He said, you've got to be kidding me. And I said, no. And he said, would you do me a favor? And I said, sure. And he said, send me an email with the names of those guys, their titles, and their companies. So I did that. And a couple days later, I got an email back from him saying that he was going into the editor's acquisitions meeting and was going to pitch a book called The Mormon Way of Doing Business. And I got to tell you, you know, Corey, having done so many book proposals, many more that have been rejected than accepted, I have never had a book come about like this. I mean, within 2 hours of that email, I got a book offer from them to do this. And, you know, they basically said, do you think you can get to these guys and get them to agree to cooperate on a book that would really get into, you know, what makes them tick and how do they interact with their spouse and with their kids and what do they do behind the scenes? And how does their religion influence the way they do business? And that's how the book came about.
Would that every book was born so easily.
Oh, and there'd be a lot more of us doing this if that were the case.
So, Jeff Benedict, our guest, the new book is The Mormon Way of Doing Business. So, Jeff, tell folks what they are going to find when they pick up this book.
Well, it's surprising. I mean, first of all, most people wouldn't know that the CEOs or CFOs of these companies that are such household names in America are led by members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That in and of itself is not necessarily important. I think what's important is to see that, you know, how do these guys run their businesses? Corporate America has been in the news for all the wrong reasons over the last 5 years. There have been huge companies like Tyco and WorldCom and Enron that have come crashing down because of greed and lying and cheating from the leadership of those companies. It's hurt investors, it's hurt shareholders and employees. What's interesting about these guys is that you see that they do things very differently. I'll just give you a couple of quick examples. The CEO of JetBlue Airways, David Neeleman, what people are going to read when they read this book is they're going to see this is a guy who gets on his own airplanes once a week and flies with the flight crew for the reason of being able to go up and down the airplane and serving his customers snacks and beverages and then vacuuming and cleaning the airplane when it lands, and just working right alongside the crew. And he does this so that he can actually meet the customers on a weekly basis and work with employees and see what's really going on. He works in the baggage claim area. He hauls bags. He donates his entire salary every year to his employees. They have a special employee fund for their employees. So here's a guy running the fastest growing airline in America, and he really doesn't have a salary. Think about that. I mean, people say, what? What do you mean he doesn't have a salary? He's a CEO. But it is a very different approach that he has. I'll give you another example that's in the book. Kevin Rollins, who's the CEO of Dell Computers, there's a great story in there about how when he first became a top executive at Dell, he was also a bishop in the Mormon Church. And people say, well, how can you be a bishop in the church and be an executive at Dell? And there's great stories in there about how he balanced the two and how he would literally fly on a plane from Boston, where he lived and where his congregation was, to Round Rock, Texas, where Dell's headquarters are. He'd do that every Sunday night or Monday morning after the church services were over. He'd spend his week in Dallas and do his corporate work, and then when the weekend came, he'd fly back to Boston so he could be with his family and do his church responsibilities. So there's a lot of things in here that people can say, wow, I mean, it's very different, but, you know, it's kind of neat that they can find a way to put their employees, their customers, and their families really in the right perspective.
Jeff Benedict, our guest, the new book is The Mormon Way of Doing Business. Jeff, if I hear you right, this is not a coincidence. There is something about their belief system, their value system, the way they structure their relationships vis-a-vis those values that manifests itself in the boardroom.
There's no question about it. You know, there are things unique about the Mormon Church that, you know, number one is all young boys in the Mormon Church are expected when they turn 19 to go on a two-year full-time mission for the Mormon Church. Most Americans have now, at least at one point or another, seen sets of young men walking around in their town or city wearing white shirts and name tags and probably riding bicycles. That is crucial to those folks who go on a business. Most of the CEOs I profiled in the book were once Mormon missionaries. And so instead of going off to business school or college, they spent these first 2 years out of high school teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to people around the world. David Neilman went to Brazil, had to learn Portuguese. Clayton Christensen had to go to Korea, learn Korean. Kevin Rollins went to Canada. The point of that is when you spend 2 years, you get no compensation. In fact, you have to pay your way to go. And it's an entirely difficult situation. You're trying to teach people about religion, which is the toughest sales job known to man. It's filled with frustrations and setbacks. Well, when you come home and you go into the business world, which is a tough place to be, this is like duck soup compared to what you can encounter on a mission. And each of these guys talks about how that really taught them the importance of perseverance and sticking to task and the kind of skills you really need to be a successful entrepreneur or executive.
Jeff Benedict is our guest. We're talking about his new book, The Mormon Way of Doing Business, Leadership and Success Through Faith and Family. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA. A quick break. We'll be right back. And the phone lines are open, of course, at 977-1070. Jeff Benedict joins us. He's the author of The Mormon Way of Doing Business, Leadership and Success Through Faith and Family. Jeff, if you could for us, share a few of these little nuggets of wisdom that you learned when you traveled with these guys. And before you do that, tell us a little bit about the experience of the research of the book. I imagine you were all over the country.
Actually, I wasn't all over the country because most of these guys live in the greater New York City area. Five of the eight executives that I profiled live in New York City, well, right outside New York City in Connecticut. Two were in Boston, and one was in Texas, Dell. So actually, the majority of the work was done in New York, which was convenient for me because I'm in Connecticut. But, you know, an experience from research on this book, and it's also an insight into how these guys operate. The first time I met David Neilman, we were complete strangers to each other, and I did my first interview at the JetBlue corporate headquarters in Queens, New York. And anyways, the interview went a little over, and I missed my train out of New York to get to Connecticut where my car was parked. It's quite a hike. It's about a 90-minute drive from Queens. And he asked me, he said, well, where's your car? And I said, well, it's at the train station in Westport, Connecticut. And he says, well, I'll just drive you there. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting across the table from the CEO of an airline who's offering to drive me, who's a stranger, journalist, to my car. he said, if you don't mind hanging around, I'll give you a ride. So I ended up hanging around for a couple of hours, and like a fly on the wall, I watched the way he interacted with his staff and his associates and watched him work. But the most interesting thing was when we finally got in time to leave, we got in the elevator, and we're going down the elevator, and it's stopping, and employees on other floors were getting on, like mail clerks and people like that. And I was observing how the CEO of the airline interacted with these employees. He was on a first-name basis with these people. And he'd ask them how their day was, and they'd tell him honestly. And then we got to the basement garage of the building, and we went into the employee parking area, and everybody's going to their cars, and he has no preferred parking space, no space in front. He's parked out in the midst of everybody else. And you say, well, big deal. You know, that's the point, is it ought to be like that. But we've gotten accustomed to people who have these important titles being treated differently and having privileges that no one else has. He didn't have any of that. And then we got in his car, and we were driving, and we were almost to the train station. So we'd been in the car quite a while, and he got a call on his cell phone from his daughter. David Neilman has 9 children, and one of his daughters called from home and said that mom had run out, and she, the daughter, had to get to a dance class, and there was no one there to drive her. So he turned to me, and he goes, Jeff, you're coming to my house. And we got off the highway, and we drove to his house, and when we pulled up, no kidding, the front door opened, and a bunch of kids came running out, and they jumped into Dad's lap and climbed in the car, and it almost felt like, you know, you're kind of back in time. It was old Americana. And kids piled in the car, and we drove around his town in New Canaan, Connecticut, and he was dropping kids off at sports practices and dance things. And as I'm watching all this, and I'm thinking, you know, how many people are going to believe that the CEO of the fastest-growing airline actually does this? This is really the way it is. And it was one of the most important moments of the book research for me, because you can't really get that out of someone in an interview. You have to see it.
Jeff Benedict is our guest, author of The Mormon Way of Doing Business. Jeff, I'm curious what some of these CEOs had to say about business in America, because clearly they're doing something right.
Yeah.
And that filters down, obviously, into their organization. I'm curious a little bit about their business philosophy.
Yeah.
And what they shared with you that you can share with us.
Well, Jim Quigley is the CEO of Deloitte & Touche, which is the largest accounting firm in the U.S. They, you know, they're part of the Big Five, or now Big Four, but they're the biggest of the big, and they're also one of the largest auditing firms, and they represent a substantial portion of the Fortune 1000 companies that they provide services for. And one of the things we were talking about in my interviews with him is he mentioned how Tyco and WorldCom and Enron had gone through such damage because of the dishonesty of and the greed of their leaders. Now, here's a guy who's the leader of this huge accounting firm, and he talked about how critical it is from his standpoint to be honest and to be straight in the simple things in life that people take for granted. He gave an example of marital fidelity. You say, well, what does that have to do with business? And actually, you look at it and you say, well, it has a lot to do with business, because his point was, he said, look, we're selling a brand. You know, I go to big companies, and they have to trust me and trust this firm. How much is someone going to trust me as a businessman if they see me the night before down at the bar hustling a woman when he knows I'm a married man? I mean, is he going to trust me when I tell him you can take my word? And so he has a series of habits that you might easily take for granted, but that really instill honesty and integrity in their product because you can trust its leader. He talked about them being the firm that was called upon by WorldCom when they had to emerge from bankruptcy, and Quigley was the one who took them on and helped them. And so these practices of rigidness like marital fidelity, none of these guys drink alcohol, which is very unusual in business circles. I mean, alcohol is sort of a common lubricant at business functions. These guys don't drink alcohol. And you say, well, what does that have to do with business? I mean, how many times have you heard of someone making a compromised decision or doing something where their judgment is compromised, and it was compromised because of the influence of alcohol? What's interesting with these guys is you don't have to worry about that ever happening, because that is something unique about the religion. They don't drink alcohol. So there were some of these things that I think you know, have some real practical application. One other thing I think from a business standpoint is I was impressed with how many of them had made what I would call handshake deals that had enormous sums of money attached to them. There's a story in the book about David Neilman ordering jets from Airbus when he could have ordered them from Boeing. And they basically solicited price quotes from these airplane makers, and Airbus came in with a price, and it was the right price, and David gave him his word that they would buy from them. And once the competitor found that out, they came back with a lower price, but it was after the deadline, and David refused to go back on his word, although he could have made a lot more money by doing it. And it's building trust with the people you do business with.
Jeff Benedict, he's the author of the new book, The Mormon Way of Doing Business, Leadership and Success Through Faith and Family. A terrific book, a lot of great lessons. Jeff, thank you for creating this for the rest of us. And what's your next project? Do you have something on the back burner you're getting ready to work on?
Well, this is a huge one that's going to consume me for a while, but I'm working on a book about eminent domain.
Wow, yes.
The taking of homes.
There's quite a market for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Take care.
Thank you.
Good luck with the book.
Okay.
Jeff Benedict, the author of The Mormon Way of Doing Business, Leadership and Success Through Faith and Family. It's in bookstores now, and everybody run out and get a copy of this. It really is a terrific book. A lot of great profiles of some of America's top business leaders, what they're doing successfully that is filtering down through their employees and their company and why their companies are working so well. Just a great book.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.